Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
A good Thursday morning from Marion, Kentucky. I hope you have all that bread and milk purchased and in the fridge at home, because we're getting ready to be snowed in, aren't we? Mad rush on at the stores this week. The chaos that predictions like this create just tend to amaze me sometimes. We certainly get out of sorts. I'm reminded of something my grandpa used to say when people would fret about it clouding up to rain or predictions of maybe a snowstorm coming. He would say that when he was a young boy, when he got up in the morning, his dad would tell him if they were going to work around the shop because it was raining, or whether they were going to plow because it was dry. So it was much more reactionary back then than today. I guess the benefit of having a forecast is we can get out to the grocery stores and get our staples and things we need, maybe get some errands run ahead of it, and maybe be a little more proactive than reactionary. So I guess it's a good thing. And this cold weather coming in is going to be probably more problematic than the snow that's forecast. Nonetheless, the mayor of Marion, Deanna Browning, has put out an all-points bulletin, I guess you might say, that if we get sufficient snowfall, there will be another party in the park like we had last winter. You'll need to bundle up, because it looks like weather conditions are going to be down in the teens and maybe even single digits. So stay tuned to the City of Marion's social media, I guess, and the Crittenden Press as well, and we'll try to keep you up to date on those plans. Let's take a quick break and hear from H&R Block, and we'll be right back with a full staple of news.
Well, of course, it's still tax season, and I have with me today the franchisee of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, and Rosa Claire, Illinois, Jennifer Reckinger. And Jennifer, tell us about this online filing system that you have. Folks don't even have to come into your office.
Right, yeah. So you can actually upload your documents digitally to us, so we can prepare the return, and then we can send this over to you for approval. So you don't even have to step foot into our office at all for us to be able to prepare your tax return.
And can those same people qualify for the early refund?
They sure can, yes. So we can still do your tax return, and you can still qualify for that refund advance loan.
All right, yes. Jennifer, well, a lot of options at H&R Block, and Mary and Rosa Claire, thank you.
Well, it looks like the Kentucky legislature is taking on the possibility of freezing your tax assessment on your property, your home. If this passes, it will be huge relief for seniors 65 and older. Right now, those folks have a homestead exemption, which you only pay taxes on the first, I believe, $42,000-$43,000 of your home's value, and then you're exempt from the balance of that. But of course, taxes go up on you because your assessment goes up. In other words, the value of your property. So even if you have the homestead exemption, it can still go up and affect that amount that you pay. It's kind of a complicated deal, but the bottom line is, if they freeze your assessment the day you turn 65, then your taxes will never go up unless the county raises its rate. Okay, it's again, it's kind of a complicated situation how taxes work, but suffice it to say, that would be incredibly great news for folks 65 and older. That means that your taxes would not take a huge jump. every time that the county reassesses its value. So we'll keep an eye on that and keep you posted at the Crittenden Press online and in the weekly newspaper. And speaking of the newspaper, we have a whole lot of data in this week's Crittenden Press. You want to grab one. You can see the activity reports for Marion Police Department and the Crittenden County Sheriff's Department. Just a very interesting read, if you will, all that data. You can compare year after year. We even have a full decade of information on the Marion Police Department. You can see whether crime's going up or crime's going down. You can bet on one thing, that what we've seen is that the DUIs, the driving under the influence arrests, have really gone down since Marion went wet. Kind of counterintuitive, you might say, but that is one of the things that the proponent said when they pushed for it, is that they believe that would go down based on studies and experiences in other communities. But nonetheless, you can get all that data in this week's Crittenden Press. It's on page 10. Let's take another short break, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
H&H Home and Hardware, the name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, in this week's Crittenden Press, the lead article is just a remarkable story about Mickey Kreider. It's just a heartwarming story, I think, and one that will amaze you, because she tells about her journey of weight loss, and the numbers are just incredible, from over 400 pounds down to right around 200. She has now lost more weight than she currently weighs, and she's done it just through a lifestyle change. And you'll want to be sure and grab this week's Crittenden Press and read the entire story, but we're going to talk with Mickey for just a moment and give you a glimpse into her remarkable journey.
Mickey, tell us about your journey. You went from over 400 pounds to now... you just tell your story? I mean, you're looking good now.
Well, thank you.
Not that you didn't look good before.
Well,
but
I didn't.
You're
I know
much
that.
Smaller.
But at my very heaviest, I weighed 425 pounds.
Yeah.
And it didn't come off overnight, obviously. And I struggled, and I had some back and forth. I got divorced, and 75 pounds of stress-related weight to that came off pretty easy, actually. But then that still left me at 350 pounds. And at 350 pounds, I had to do something. Mm-hmm. And I had to do something that I knew would work. And so I talked to a friend of mine who was doing a weight loss program, and I signed up under her. She was my support system.
And this weight is, the program is called what?
It's called Optavia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I literally eat six times a day now.
Yeah.
Six
just
times
small
a day.
Portions.
And small
good
portions.
Stuff, right.
Good stuff. It's pre-made. Five of those six are pre-made. I don't have to think about it. I grab it and go.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me was super easy.
Now, do you spend
and
more on this than you would on normal food?
I actually spend less.
Mm-hmm.
I pen and papered it. Yeah. I put it down, figured it up, really did the side by side, and I spend less money losing weight than I did gaining weight.
Wow.
Buying groceries.
You don't get ice cream anymore, right?
No more ice cream. It's very sad. Although they do have a mint chocolate chip packet that you can mix up and put in one of those little things. And so once in a blue moon, I'll buy me a box of that, because that was my favorite. And I enjoy that. They also have a mint chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
Notice a theme.
So tell me, obviously you've made some incredible lifestyle changes,
mm-hmm.
but are there any other aspects to this program that really you feel are key components?
So I am thankful that I had a coach that had done the program. Yes,
part of the program.
It is the best way to do the program. Uh-huh. Having somebody that has been where you are, and knows the struggle to lose weight, has fought their weight, knows the struggle to truly change everything about the way they eat, their lifestyle, what they're doing, what they're not. That's the biggest victory for me, in all honesty. And that's why I signed up to be a coach, because I've been there. Mm-hmm. To go from 425 pounds at my very heaviest to 205 today, knowing full well that I still want to lose another 20 pounds, because mm-hmm. I want to weigh what I did when I graduated high school 30 years ago. That's a goal that everybody Amen. Has, right?
Yeah.
But if you're gonna aim big, aim big.
Yeah.
And so for me, the program worked, and it worked really well. Even when I got off of it, and I had issues going on that just health issues that made me feel, I let myself mm-hmm. feel bad. I let myself slip into old habits. And even today, you know, when things start getting really, really tough, what I really want to do is go to the store and buy a gallon of real mint mm-hmm. chocolate ice cream. And what I have to realize is the only thing I can really control is what I put in my mouth.
Yeah.
And to me, it's worth it. It's worth it to take that step and believe in myself and put me first yeah. for a change. And as a mom, that's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah. Well, remarkable accomplishment. And again, you can read more about Mickey's journey in the full edition of the Crittenden Press. So grab one and see what she has done to, make this complete makeover.
Yeah, it's yeah. crazy.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, we know the cold weather's here. Now let's hear a message from Harris Gas about staying warm.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
In local sports, the boys and girls basketball teams here in Crittenden County have had a little respite from a pretty rigorous schedule. The first half of the season, very demanding for both teams, and they've taken a little break now. The girls will be back in action tonight over at Hopkins Central, and that's a big showdown of two of the top four or five teams in the region. The RPI that came out last week for the girls basketball second region shows Lyon County the number one team, again, according to the KHSAA's power rankings. Crittenden County is second, Henderson in third, and Hopkins Central is fourth. So Hopkins Central is 11-6, Lady Rockets 13-4, and they'll square off tonight over there in Morton's Gap. Now, your Rocket basketball team is still on a little bit of a vacation. They've had about a week off, and they will get back at it at home on Saturday when they host Whitesville Trinity for a basketball game. And also on Saturday, the Lady Rockets will be over at Caldwell County. Also in sports this week, deer season is over, and we have all the final harvest totals in this week's Crittenden Press. You'll want to read that. We've talked to some area outfitters and hunters about what's going on. Right now, folks are a bit concerned, for the most part, I should say. Some say that their season was normal, but others are a little bit concerned. The fact that Crittenden County used to be one of the top two or three counties with regard to harvest in the state of Kentucky. For many years, Crittenden was number two or three, and even back in 2017 was number one. But over the last couple of years, that ranking has slipped, and Crittenden fell to number eight last year. And this year, we're out of the top 10. Crittenden County's harvest has continued to drop to what's near a 25-year low. And no real alarm bells, but there is some concern about that. And again, we talked to some folks to see what their thoughts are and what could be causing it. You know, the hunting seasons play a critical part of Crittenden County's economy. And of course, landowners have seen a marked increase in their land prices, the values of their land over the last few years, largely because of recreational use, which is deer hunting and turkey hunting. So people's eyes are on this, and we're taking a little closer look. So grab this week's newspaper where you can get all the details from the things we've talked about this morning and much, much more. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.